This is TWiT.
China's smartphone market appears to be saturated. Shipments in the country fell 4.3% in the first quarter compared with the year-ago quarter. The news comes from a new survey released today by IDC. The slowdown was caused by the fact that the market for first-time buyers has shrunk to nearly nothing, actually. Almost everyone in China who wants a smartphone already has one. IDC also reported that Apple has the highest market share in China. We've heard that before. And that they reported 15% market share for China, for Apple. And that's followed by, in following Apple, is China's own Xiaomi and Huawei for second and third place. Samsung, tragically, their market share has been cut in half. And then now the company is the number four smartphone seller in China. Of course, they used to dominate that market. Lindsay Turrentine, this is a really interesting turn of events. We don't normally, report anything shrinking in China ever.
It's true. And what I thought was interesting is that the managing director of IDC in China said, usually people think of China as a developing market, but it's not really when it comes to smartphones. And I was a little bit surprised to hear her say that people do think about China that way, because China's been really active in this space for a long time. And the fact that you've even seen such changes for the fortunes of like a Samsung that was so dominant, things have changed so quickly, to me suggests that this has been a pretty sophisticated market for quite some time. And that, you know, China, look out, because a lot of decisions that are going to be made about technology are going to be made because of how it will perform in China, especially with this kind of market saturation.
Yes, and it's also, you know, there's so much here to talk about. But one of the interesting stories is that China has also, you know, you talk about it having a reputation as an emerging market. Apple's the number one company there. That means that people are paying Apple prices. And of course, iPhones are even more expensive in China than they are in, say, the United States. And the percentage of the income that people pay often in China for an iPhone is vastly higher than what it is in the United States. The other interesting part of this is that for a long time, you know, China as a country, as an economic entity, is kind of weird, because they have a group of people who are about equal to the population of the United States, who are middle class, upper middle class, and very wealthy, right? And then they have, you know, a huge, vastly larger segment of the country, mostly in the eastern half of the country, western half of the country, who are essentially third world levels of economic development and so on. So it's like multiple countries within one country. And so those people, even out in the sticks, have gotten their first phone. And analysts are saying that they're going to probably hang on to their smartphones for 2 or 3 or 4 years. So I think these numbers are going to continue to drop within China, as those first time buyers, now that they have a smartphone, they're not going to cycle it over in a year or two like a typical user would in the United States or Europe. So this is going to be really interesting to see. And of course, everything is changing in China. China is the big manufacturing hub, and it's becoming more difficult to hire people in China, skilled labor, the kind that made China the manufacturing powerhouse that it is. And so wages are going up. So everything is changing in China. It's really interesting to see.
I am fat. What's really interesting to me about this report, and I don't know exactly what it looks like in the U.S., but we've got the top 5 players here in the smartphone manufacturing and sales numbers in China are Apple, then Xiaomi, then Huawei, then Samsung, then Lenovo. But others, so companies that are not any of those 5, are almost 42% of shipments in China. Over 42% of the market share. That's kind of crazy. There are a lot of other manufacturers playing a big role in China. And because that population is so large, I see that as a huge opportunity, even with smartphone sales shrinking for lesser brands that we probably don't even talk about.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, of course, one of the things that's driving that is the fact that there are so many small Chinese manufacturers that we've never even discussed on the show. There are dozens and dozens. You know, it's a place where there's a lot of new entrants in the market in the last couple of years. And so, you know, that's going to shake out. You know that's going to shake out. And I'm guessing that, like everywhere else in the world, that's going to be whittled down to a few dozen, down to a dozen, down to 6 or 7 major manufacturers within China. So, again, that market is changing very, very quickly. And, you know, as prices drop, people are gravitating away from the low price phones, and they all want, you know, lots and lots of people want iPhones and Xiaomi phones. Xiaomi is a very coveted brand within China as well, like the iPhone is. So really interesting development there in China.